KJZZ is partnering with the Arizona Republic to bring you the Arizona Storytellers Project on the radio. Storytellers in Phoenix share their stories at live events in town. Some of the stories are about living here, and some are not. Here's series creator Megan Finnerty.
Dennis Burke worked in public relations for a division of Motorola that created communications equipment for the government. Once, this involved researching Motorola's role in World War II. He learned that the Navajo code talkers used his company's equipment, and when the military stopped using a particular radio, Burke set up a celebration of the radio and the code talkers.
So I called Window Rock to the Navajo Nation, and I said, can I talk to someone from the code talkers, one of the old guys? And I got a call back eventually from Chester Nez, who was very nice, and when I explained to him that we were trying to put together this call from the reservation to the Pentagon, you know, he said, you know, we really don't do that anymore. You know, they have other ways to encode messages now. I said, I understand, but this would be sort of a ceremony, you know. Honoring what you guys did, it would be a celebration of your 50th year as a unit. And the Pentagon seems very interested in putting together a permanent display in the Pentagon of what you guys did. And I said, would you be going, or you and somebody else? And he said, no, it's 35 of us. We all want to go. And our wives like to keep an eye on us when we're on the road. So they're coming too. Flash forward to September 1992. We're coming off the airplane with these beautifully dressed warriors in their yellow shirts and their Marine Corps caps that say Navajo Code Talker on them, and their wives in these beautiful camp dresses with turquoise and silver, and were coming down through the airport. It was really an awesome sight, and I was proud to be a part of it. And you know, they were all whisked into limousines and to the Hilton, and I was whisked into a cab into the Motel 6. But when I got there, the code talkers went to the front of the room. There were a few words by Peterson Zoff from the Nation. And then the phone rang, and it was a call coming in from Window Rock. And it came over the speaker, so you could hear it. And it was just this gobbledygook of a code within the Navajo language. And I realized that all the reporters were not budging. They know who these guys are. There was one great report that I read about eight Navajo code talkers on Iwo Jima who just did 800 real-time battle messages without an error. One guy had his foot blown off by a grenade, and he kept decoding, coding, until he passed out. And here they were. Here were these same guys, the survivors of that, you know. And so at the end, when the thing finally stopped and they finished their scribbling, Carl Gorman, one of them, stood up and said what the message was. And when he got to, you know, and the Navajo code talkers sign off with this message forever, you know, I won't say there wasn't a dry eye in the house, but I realized what those guys did for us and for our fathers in World War II. Maybe I'm alive because of what these young men did and how they walked in courage in 1942. Thanks.
That was Dennis Burke. Navajo code talker Chester Nez passed away in June of 2014. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, December 22nd at the Arizona Biltmore in Phoenix. Learn more about upcoming nights or get involved by telling your own story at storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. We'll regularly bring you more of these storytellers on KJZZ.